The Breakfast Club Adventures, The Goblin's Revenge by Marcus Rashford. Read by Kenton Thomas. To every child who attends Breakfast Club, this is your starting point. The world is full of possibilities. You just have to let your mind take you there. Chapter 1. Marcus ran, ignoring the thorns and branches that tore at his clothes. He didn't look back. Heavy footsteps crashed through the forest behind him and a harsh growl echoed through the night sky. Heart pounding, he rounded a broad tree and hid behind it, hoping the trunk would shield him from the beast hot on his heels. Marcus squeezed his eyes tight shut as he heard the creature closing in on his hiding place. He held his breath. A gnarled hand inched its way around the trunk, grasping for his arm. The hand nearly had him when... "Earth to Marcus!" exclaimed Stacy, crashing her plate of toast on the table next to him. "Late night." Marcus jumped in his seat and took in his surroundings. The dank forest melted away and the bright school canteen took its place. He rubbed at his face. Had he really just fallen asleep in Breakfast Club? Yeah, could say that. "Did he stay up watching more episodes of Echoes from the Beyond?" Asim said, joining Marcus and Stacy at their usual table, with Liza following close behind. Echoes from the Beyond was Stacy's favourite show. Each episode followed supernatural investigators as they looked into unexplained mysteries. She'd been trying to convince Marcus to watch it for weeks, and now it started, he was hooked. Marcus yawned as he nodded. "Episode 5 ends on such a cliffhanger. I had to keep watching. But it might have been a mistake to stay up so late on a Sunday." "It definitely was," Liza laughed. "Those eye bags make you look like a ghoul." "You need something sugary, Marcus," said Asim, glancing around at the other tables. "And it looks like it's your lucky day." Marcus followed Asim's gaze. Evie, a tall girl from their year, was dashing in their direction. She was a member of Cooking Club and often came into school with homemade cookies or cakes. As Evie rushed across the canteen, someone pushed out their chair into her path. "Evie, watch out!" yelled Stacy. But it was too late. Evie clattered into the chair and stumbled backwards, dropping the biscuit tin. Marcus leaped up from his seat to catch it before its content decorated the Breakfast Club floor. As Marcus handed Evie back her tin, he noticed her hands were shaking. "Is everything all right, Evie?" he asked. Evie came round from her daze, muttering something so faintly that Marcus could only make out a few words. "You've seen what?" Marcus asked, trying to piece together her garbled sentences. Evie's lips quivered. "Flashing lights, zipped round quickly, hit the school sign, cut off the flower heads, almost took my head off." Stacy, Asim, Liza and Marcus looked at each other in bemusement. "What are you talking about, Evie?" said Liza. "What almost took your head off?" "The UFO!" Evie yelped. Stacy shot to her feet. When it came to anything extraordinary, Stacy could never stay calm. "Like an alien UFO." As she gulped and nodded, Evie said, "I was walking into school towards reception when I saw these bright lights looming above me. I stopped to take a closer look when suddenly the lights dropped through the air and whizzed towards my head. That's when I ran to Breakfast Club. I knew I'd be safe around other people," she explained. "It had to be aliens. What else would be flying around out there?" Marcus raised his eyebrows. "Aliens at Rutherford School?" He glanced around the table, taking in the surprise on his friends' faces. "I've got to see this," announced Stacy. She strolled off out of Breakfast Club. The others followed quickly, eager to see if Evie was telling the truth. "Hold on," yelled Liza as they reached the main doors. "If this thing is dangerous, we need a plan." Stacy pouted. "I guess you're right." "We should split up," Marcus suggested. "If we search different areas, we have a better chance of finding the UFO. Whoever sees it first can call the others over and then we can figure out what we're dealing with." "Good idea," said Stacy. Stacy, Asim and Liza burst through the door to the outside seating area, but Marcus heard steps behind him. He turned to see Evie walking towards the exit, fiddling with her fingers nervously, her biscuit tin nowhere in sight. "Perhaps you should wait and watch us from one of the windows,"